Now, how many believe that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Raise up your hand. How many knows that this is the truth? And Hebrews 3 says that right now, He is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. How many know that? Well, if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, only He's not in physical form, when He returns like that, time is over. He'll take the church with Him. But He's here in the form of the Holy Ghost to come into me and into you and perform His same works. He said in John 14:12, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Is that right? And if the Word is in us and we're telling the truth and it is the Word that He promised for today, then isn't the Word of God sharper than a two-edged sword and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart? Does the Bible say that? Was not all the prophets could discern the thoughts in the people's mind? Is that right? Why? It was the Word that was in them. God's Word for that day. See? That's how they were vindicated. That was their credentials. None of them belonged to an organization. Not one. Never did. Their credentials were their ministry. God said, if there be one among you spiritual prophet, what he says comes to pass, then hear him. For I'm with him. But if it don't come to pass, well, don't hear him. It must not just be once. It must continually, all the time. From prophets, there's a gift of prophets that's in the church, which is to be examined by the examiners before it can be told to the church, of course. Let it be before two or three judges and then told to. But a prophet is born a prophet. Predestinated, foreordained. Jeremiah, God said, before you was even formed in your mother's womb, I ordained you a prophet over the nation. John the Baptist, 712 years before he was born. He was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. See? Sure. Notice. Now, when Jesus is here on earth, he made the sacrifice for healing and for salvation. Do we believe that? Jesus could not come tonight and save you. He's already done it. The sin question was settled. He's the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. He was wounded for our transgression. With His stripes, we were healed. It's a past tense. No matter how much you scream out, how much you scream out, that wouldn't do a bit of good until you accept it. And He's the high priest, sitting at the right hand of the Majesty on high to make intercessions on our profession. You've got to accept it and profess it. Correct. Same way by healing. But what if He was standing here tonight, wearing this suit that He gave me? What would He do in the prayer line? How would you know it was Jesus? See? Now, as far as somebody comes and say, Jesus, will you heal me? You'd say, I've already done it. Now, if you had nail scars in the hand, anybody could have that. Any scar could be. But what it is, how do you know the, what do you know the, what kind of vine it is? It's what kind of life it's got in it. And every vine, if the first branch that come out of that vine, Jesus Christ, they wrote a book of Acts behind it. Is that right? If it ever puts forth another one, they'll write another book of Acts. Or if it bore grapes the first one, the next time you can't have lemons. But a lemon vine can live in that. It's a citrus fruit. But it's living of its own. It'll always bring forth lemons. It's a grafted vine into it. But if the vine itself puts forth a branch, it'll bear fruit like the first one did. Or it'll be the life that's in Jesus Christ will be in that vine. That's right. Jesus said, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he also. Now, if he was sure, he would be known by his life and by the things that he promised for this age. How many were sure last night? Let's see your hand. In fact, they all of you. So. All right? Now, there's people, everyone in that line, as far as I know, is a total stranger to me. If that's right, raise up your hand. Each one. Are you a stranger? How many out there are strangers to me? All right, only thing I ask you to do is have faith and believe that I've told you the truth. Now look, Christ promised these things for the last days. Now I know you've had great warriors here in the city, perhaps Oral Roberts and all, like the late Jack Cole and those great men of faith, they lived their time. But remember, the last sign that the Gentile world seen before the promised Son arrived, in Abraham's time, which is the father of all, and Jesus promised the same thing, the last sign that was showed to the church elected. Now remember, there was one, two went down and preached into Sodom. They never showed this sign. Neither is it today. But to the called out church, the sign was showed, and so did Jesus prophesy to be the same thing. See? God manifested in flesh. See? Discerning the thoughts that's in the heart. See? Now he promised that. Both heavens and earth will fail, but that won't. Now, if he will manifest that to show that he's here present, how many of you will believe him for your healing and whatever you have need of? Lord Jesus, now it's to you, Father. Whatever your will is, let it be done. I'm your servant. These are all your servants, or many of them in here. Let those who are not your servants, by your presence, knowing that maybe before morning they'll have to look upon your face. Now you can smile upon them with grace, but then you'll be their judge. Let it come to pass, Lord, that Jesus will come among us tonight and perform and do like he did before his crucifixion, will be assured to us in the face of all heathen religion that our Savior is not dead but has risen from the dead, and after 2,000 years is just as alive tonight as he was then. And may we, like those from Emmaus, say, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the road? Let thy presence be known. May we see you tonight in the power of your resurrection. And then may the people believe then, Lord, because of your great august presence. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now I take every spirit, each one of you are a spirit. Remember, you've never seen me. You see this old wore-out hull here that declares this voice. Now this voice either is coming from God or it's not. Same as yours. This voice is just packed around this hull, which I'll swap it someday for a new one that won't get old. But friend, each one is spirit. So when you move, see, when you have control there, see, it interrupts the set real still. Be in prayer. I want you, if God does something, would you be thankful to me? Certainly. Praise him. Then be reverent and watch, just sit real still and believe with all your heart. Now you out there that has no prayer cards, no matter where you are, you just believe and say this, Lord Jesus, what he told us, it's in the Bible. I know that you promised that. And I know it has to be you. It can't be that man. He's a man like I am, or like my husband, or like my son, or brother, or what more, see. But a gift is not something, a knife that you take and go do things with. A gift, some of these days we'll go get me a big tent and come to the city and just stay for about months at a time. And teach them. A gift is getting yourself out of the way so God can come in. See, what he shows, what he does. A gift is not, I got power to do this, I got power. Your power of a gift is get yourself out of the way, and the gift that God has given you operates through that. And see, after you're out of the way. See? Now, I can't make him tell me nothing. He has to do it. Now, to save time, I'm real late. But come here, lady. I want you to stand right here. I was speaking a few moments ago about a woman at the well. Was you here last evening?
Yes,
you wasn't here. Have you ever been one of the meetings before? Never been before. That's your first time? We're strangers. She wasn't even here last night. Never had instructions on it. Nothing but just stand here. Now, we're standing. You remember the story of the woman at the well? There's a little panoramic, something like this, and a man and a woman met for the first time in life. Now, this woman was in, she was in chains. She had married too many times, and she was living with a man she wasn't married to, and it was a very bad thing. And Jesus spoke to her. Now, you remember he said in St. John 5:19, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. That doeth the Son likewise. Therefore, Jesus never performed one thing without first seeing it in a vision, or he told something wrong there. The Son does nothing until he sees the Father do it first. Not hears him, sees him do it. And then the Father, he had need to go by Samaria. He was going to Jericho, but he went up to Samaria, the city of Sychar. And he met this woman, and he began to talk to her until he found where her trouble was. Then he told her her trouble, and quickly, her in that condition, she recognized that that was the sign of the Messiah. Well, if that's him yesterday, it'd be the same one today, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that true, audience?
See?
Now, we are meeting for our first time. I'm not he, and you're not she, but he still is God. That's right. Now, if you can have faith in what I'm saying, in the Word, I'll never say nothing what's in this Word. He might do things outside of that Word, but as long as he does that, I know that's right. You see. And now, you don't know me, I don't know you. So therefore, if you were sick, and I laid hands up on you and hollered, like that great warrior, Brother Roberts, or some of those, Brother Allen, or some of those men, lay hands up on you and say, hallelujah, the Lord heals you. That's good. So if you believe that, it'll work. See? But now what if he stands here and tells something that you have done, or some reasons you're sick, or something that's happened down through life, or something you ought not have done? That you'd know that that had to be right, right? Clear your mind.
That's right.
Well, it's yours out there? Now, what am I talking to the woman about? See, I never skip on that message tonight. I got the perseverance, see? It would change me into preaching. Now, I have to come back to discernment, relaxing myself, getting William Branham over on the side. How many ever seen that picture that's taken here in Houston? It's out front here now. See? That's hanging right beside between me and the woman right now. They're just kneeling right around. If the woman wanted to witness to it, she knows in the last few seconds there has been something like a real sweet feeling. That's right, raise up your hand. See, I'm looking right at it. See, it's like living in another dimension. I'm watching it through the woman. Now, the lady, one thing, she's extremely nervous. And that's what she wanted me to pray for. And that's just natural cause right now because of this time of life that you're living in, getting this age and so forth. That makes you nervous. Another thing, you've got something in your side. It's like little pockets of air, like gathers in your side. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Raise up your hand.
That's a statement from the doctor.
Okay. Now, see, now, there that is again. Somebody saying, I'm going to call who that is one of these days. See? You can't hide yourself now. The word is here itself. Not me, friend. I'm just your brother.
Yeah.
But the word is here. Here, she's a good person. Let's see if I get that. I don't know now what I said. It'll have to come through that tape. Well, I know it. Now, just a moment. Yes? Yes, she gets nervous, which that's a cause from a time or age and things. And then another thing, you've had an operation.
Yes, sir, I have.
And that was a female affair some time ago. That's right. That's made you nervouser than ever. That's right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And that made you nervous because at this time of life made you more nervous. Now, you think I'm guessing? Here's another thing. There's a girl with you,
yes.
A little girl, and she's here, and she's suffering with mumps.
Yes,
is that right? Like that. And there's another woman, a friend of yours,
yes,
and she's got mental oppression, right? Nervous.
Amen.
Is that right? Say, now, when you go back, lay that handkerchief upon them, mumps will leave, and she'll get over, you'll be well. Go leave it in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe? That was Jesus yesterday. That's Jesus today. You have to know that somebody, see? Somebody has... Now, that was behind me, see? See, it's not... I couldn't do that. You know it's got to be some power, don't you? You believe it's the Lord Jesus according to His promise? Lord bless you. How do you do, Amy? I'm a stranger to you also. I don't know. You've never seen you in my life. We're strangers. This is our first time meeting, as far as I know. But now, if the Lord Jesus should tell me something about yourself, that something like that lady there, whatever it was, would you believe that it was the Lord Jesus instead of... It wouldn't be me, you know. And now, you could, like the Pharisees, say, it's Beelzebub, an evil spirit. And because they said the Spirit of God that was doing that work in him was an evil spirit, it was blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which should never be forgiven on this time and this day. That's the reason this nation stands in judgment today. It's nothing left for it but judgment. It's full of Jack Rubies and so forth. So it can't be nothing else happened to it but judgment. Now, you're ill. You've been to a doctor. He really would advise an operation. That operation is on the colon. That's true, isn't it? Here's another thing. You're desperately in need of a spiritual. You had a new feeling like you kind of washed away a little and you want to come back. Well, you're back now. I don't believe you. In all your heart, you'll get well. Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven. Now, I don't say sins forgiven. He said that. See, it wasn't me. It's him. You believe? Now, I ought to make the rest of you just know that's him here. Isn't that right? If you just believe. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Be reverent and believe God. Now, see, you're in his presence. Now, if one of those discernments made the Son of God say virtue went out, what do you think it would do to me, a sinner saved by his grace? You know what it would be. Just a moment. Well, it isn't the woman. Say, you that was just healed there, lady, going back to your seat. Look to me just a moment. There's a man sitting right in front of you there that has sinus trouble. Sitting right there. You know, you believe that God will make you well? You do? All right. Tell me what he touched. I don't know the man, never seen him in my life. If that's right, wave your hand if we're strangers to one another. Now look, if you might know something else, his wife sitting by him there. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with her? Will you believe me to be his prophet or his servant? Will you do it? She's got hay fever. If that's right, raise up your hand, lady. Now if you both believe, you touch something, believe, not believe. You believe God? No doubt. Have faith in God. Here's a man. I've never seen this man. He's quite a bit younger than I, and I've never seen him before. If we're strangers, sir, to each other, raise up your hand. I've never seen him. Now let's take a picture in the Bible. Let's take when Jesus met Simon Peter. I'd imagine him being a man something about that age, his hair thinning, when Jesus met him. I watch him talk to him. Now, if I don't know the man, never seen him, both of us with our hands up, we're total strangers to each other. Now, the others is women. Let's see about this man. Now, you look at me just a moment as your brother. And now, if the Lord would say something that you have done or something that you ought to have done or ought not have done or whatever it is, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. You know. And then if he can tell you what's wrong with you or something is on your mind, what your sickness is or something like that, tell you something that you know what's the truth or not. Then if he can tell you what has been and you know what's true or not, if he tells you what's going to be, then you know it's got to be true. Now, would that make everyone in here just take the time of this man and talk with this is a person? Now, you look at this way just a moment as we talk. May the Lord help me now. And you believe what the Bible says is true. You believe that this is the hour that Jesus is to come, that the church has come from justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit, just like a pyramid, like that coming. And now the top stone is going to have to be so perfect till when the headstone comes, it has to blade right with it. The ministry has started out like this and it's come to the minority all the time, getting smaller groups and smaller groups. Like to find the stone meets with the building. He's the headstone, takes the whole building with him, which is the church. All of them will raise up, come back from this first watch on to the seventh, and all go into rapture. Each one had their day allotted to them. They had their reformers and founders and so forth all down through. And this last day has come into an eagle again, which is back in the prophetic age, to bring this together. You believe that? The word and so on are coming on. You have a very fine feeling to you, sir. Now, what's your trouble? You've had an accident. In that accident, you were gassed with carbon oxide gas. That is true. It poisoned you. It poisoned you in your liver. You had trouble with that. You had trouble with your stomach. You had trouble with your heart. And it's made you so nervous until you built yourself in a complex. You're poor. Must go back to work. But you're afraid to go back to work. You're afraid of that carbon oxide gas. But it's going to be all right. Now remember, if Jesus Christ will tell me who you are, now that thing is true, wasn't it? If he'll tell me who you are, will you accept it and know and go on back and be of a good cheer? Will you do it? Your name is Mr. Wagner. Go on back on your road. You believe now? With all your heart you believe? If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Now, do you believe that God will heal that female trouble for you? I'll just go on across the platform. Now, lady, when you get up of a morning, you're stiff. You can't hardly move around very much. Arthritis. But you believe that God heals arthritis? All right, go on your own. Say, thank you, Lord. Well, that's what caused you, Arthur. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. But first, you've got to believe it. What do you think, sir? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe God heals heart trouble and makes you well? All right, go on your own. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. My lady, you're shattered. That means cancer. You believe God will heal cancer? accept it and go on your own. Say, thank you, dear God, and believe with all your heart. God can heal stomach trouble or anything else. Do you believe that?
Yes.
All right, go on your own. You've lost your faith. You believe God will heal your female trouble, that dripping? All right, go on your own. Say, praise the Lord. Believe with all your heart. You believe God heals sinus and asthma and all this stuff makes you well? Go on your road. Rejoice and say, thank you, dear God. What if I didn't say nothing? You didn't lay hands on you. You believe it? In the name of the Lord Jesus, and heal. Believe with all your heart. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? Anemia condition, heart trouble. You believe that God will make you well? Did you go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and be made well? All right, sir. Come, lady. You believe God heals diabetes and makes people well from diabetes? Then go on your own sin. Thank you. Thank you all your heart. God heals nervousness and stomach trouble too. You believe He makes you well? Go on your own, rejoice and eat your supper. Be of a good courage. Come. Nervous stomach too. You believe God will make you well? Go on your own, eat and be made well. Eat with all your heart. You have a little heart clutter, but also your thought got arthritis. You believe God will make you well?
Yes.
Go on your road and rejoice. You say, thank you, Lord. A nervous stomach causes a peptic ulcer. You think you believe that God will make you well in here? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord. You may well. You got many things. The lady's trouble, one of the great things is the heart trouble. Too much around your heart. You believe God will make you well? Go on your road and rejoice. You say, thank you, Lord. You believe God heals arthritis? Just keep on going. Arthritis will be done. You believe with all your heart? Sure he does. Now, some of you out in the audience, now be reverent. Be reverent. Just sit still. You believe with all your heart now. Look this way. Believe with all your heart. Some of you people out there is not going to be in the prayer room. This little boy is sitting out here. Little chubby fellow sitting right there. Won't you see that light over him? The little fellow is suffering with a kidney trouble. You believe that God will heal the kidney trouble, sonny? You believe it? Or stand up on your feet and say, I believe it and accept it. All right. God bless you. Go up here. You believe with all your heart? If thou canst believe, all things are possible. What about you? Just sit down there. Come up with the little boy and sit down. You believe it? Eye trouble, God will heal your eye trouble and make you well? You do? All right. You can have your healing too. All right. You just sit down at the right time. Amen. Go right ahead. Fine. That's good. All right? Amen. All right. The lady next to you there, she's got trouble with her head. You believe that God will heal your head trouble, lady? All right? Your little girl there suffers with a mental trouble. That's right, isn't it? Lay your hand over on her and believe that she'll get well, too. You believe that? This next lady sitting there, she's praying right next to it. She's praying there because of a broke-up home. Is that right, lady? Raise up your hand. Believe your home will be restored again. Have faith. The lady sitting next to her has got a cyst. Do you believe that God will heal that cyst, lady? Raise up your hand. Accept it. Lady sitting next to her has got throat trouble. Do you believe that God will heal your throat, lady? Raise up your hand. What's the matter with you people? Don't you see that Jesus Christ? Let us stand up on our feet. Raise up on your feet and accept Jesus as your healer. O Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal every person here for your glory. Now, you touch him by faith. Now, Heavenly Father, the meeting is yours, but I have taught tonight on this little woman seeing something real when she's seen that spirit of discernment upon Solomon. And we are sure, Lord, that your words are true. You said that would return again like it was in the days of Sodom, just before the coming, and you was the same yesterday, today, and forever. The works that you did, we do also, and you're a high priest tonight that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. How much more do we need? How much do those Jews need to see that he was a prophet, a virgin conceived, and all these things, but their creeds blind them. Lord, there's some here come like, maybe not from Sheba, but they come from many places. I pray, God, that you'll identify yourself tonight, real, and then identify yourself in them as the instinct of that mother and that little deer did that day. We are yours, Father. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I want you to have faith and believe, each one of you, all around, everywhere. And just pray. I don't just look and pray now. Just believe. See, this might not, the Holy Spirit might not be pleased with doing this. If he doesn't, I'll call up a prayer line. just standing there. Somebody out there, even if you, I don't want you with prayer cards, just anybody, just pray. Of course, I wouldn't know, but you just pray and see. Just say, Lord Jesus, I know that man don't know me. He knows nothing about me. But I know that I do believe your faith is unconscious. Don't press now, jump. You jump away from it. It's right with you. Just relax yourself and leave. Just believe and I have faith.
I, the Lord Jesus Christ, speak unto my people. I say unto thee, repent, ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And ye come forward and confess thy sins, and ye, I, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall forgive thee of all thy iniquities, and ye, I show thee a more perfect way, for ye, ye shall be held accountable for every unspoken word and every idle word on the great and noble day of the judgment. Ye, I say unto thee, my children,
be reverent. Just have faith. Just believe. Sometimes your faith is unconscious. You have it and you don't know it. That little woman had it. She didn't know it. How many of you have ever seen the picture of that angel of the Lord at light? It's taken right here in Texas. It's been taken all over the world now. What do you think, sir? You believe? Sit in your corner. Look like you were looking so eagerly. You have many things wrong with you. You have complications. Many things. Now, when I said that, a real strange feeling comes to you, doesn't it? That's right. Raise up your hand. I'm a total stranger to you. I don't know you. That's right. You know what? That light is settled right down over you. See? That's what you felt. Kind of a real sweet feeling. I was watching it, see, come right now. Now, yes, you're here. You want to be prayed for before you leave the building. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, and you sitting there and me here, do you believe it to be God? It's a hernia, one of your great things. That's right. Is that right? If God will tell me who you are, what your name is, you got a good contact with him now? Would you believe me to be his prophet, or his servant, excuse me, that's on the law. You believe it? Your name's Mr. Sturgeon. That's right, raise your hand.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Be healed.
Praise the Lord.
Here's a little lady sitting right back there, dark-headed. Yes, you. You was amazed when that was said. Now, right at this time, you begin to feel kind of strange, see? Real sweet, like something around you. If anyone will look, if you could see it, kind of an amber-looking light coming down upon the little lady. Now, what her trouble is, she has headaches that bothers her real bad. That is right. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, I've never seen her in my life. That's true. That's right. Headaches bothers her. Like a migraine, but they're going to leave you. Now there's a man sitting right next to you there, and he's looking right at me so earnestly, and that light is moving right over towards you. And the man is suffering trouble with his eyes, but if he'll believe, God will heal the eyes and make them well. You believe? All right.
Thank you, Lord.
I've never seen you in my life. You're a stranger to me. Say, that young fellow sitting right next to you there also, he suffers with trouble with his head. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Precious Lord.
I've never seen the man in my life. God. All right? You believe. The man sitting right next to you, the glasses on, looking this way. Yes. You're wearing glasses, but that really isn't your trouble. You got something wrong with your back that you're wanting to be prayed for. That's right, wave your hand. All right. That young fellow sitting right next to you there, right next to you, he's had a lot of troubles. That young man has, yes, sir, with the red crown. You've had a lot of troubles in your family and things. Honey, your wife's a nervous type of a person, and you're suffering with some kind of a pressure in your head also. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. You just believe, don't you doubt, but you believe. Here's a woman sitting right back there. Well, sit right, move back and settle down right here. She's suffering with an eye trouble in her bladder. Oh, she's going to miss it. Lord God, help me. Her name is Miss Chambers. Believe with all your heart, Mrs. Chambers. Raise up to your feet. Raise up so that people see who you are. I'm a stranger, never seen her in my life.
Yeah.
It's over now. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Hallelujah.
Now, if that isn't Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, where is he? Did he promise to do it? All who believe it, raise up your hand. All right. Do you want to be a real Christian, you that raised your hand a while ago, like that old mother dear was? While the Holy Spirit here and the anointing is all over us, why don't you just make your way and come stand right here for all in just a minute? If you're seeking God for salvation, will you come here and just come here at this altar, stand here with me just a minute? Raise up, that's it. That's right. God bless you. Anybody in the building, anywhere you're at. Will you come? That's right. Come right now. You that wants to find Christ, you'll never be no closer to him until you meet him. He's here. He's identified. Something real. You've joined church. A lot of you church members now. You've joined church, but that's all you have. You want to see something real. If that isn't exactly what Jesus Christ identified himself to be, look at this little child coming here crying, the tears running down his little face. No wonder. They're tender. They haven't been pulled through everything. Another one coming down the aisle. Another one in the back coming down. Little children. Well, the adults has passed theirs by. Won't you come? Come right up here now. Stand around the altar. You church members, you people that wants to have an experience of Christ in your heart, won't you come here? If he knows your heart, and you know you couldn't hide it, won't you come right now and stand here? Just before we go further, come here and stand here for a word of prayer. Will you do it? Come. Show. Stand for him. You stand for him. If you're ashamed of him now, he'll be ashamed of you there. Remember, he is here. The scripture said this would happen. Here he is, identifying himself as being here. If you're a church member and don't know Christ as a real experience, won't you come at this time? Now, I'm not much to persuade people. The only thing I can say is tell you the truth. And if Christ's presence plus his word being made manifest, up in the balcony, you didn't raise your hand. Sister, brother, if you want to come down, we're going to wait right here. Come right on down and gather around the altar just for a word of prayer. Let the world know, let Jesus know that you're, not ashamed. You want to be a real Christian. Won't you come? While we're just waiting a moment or two. Church member, lukewarm, backslider, why don't you come stand along with them now? Come here and stand along. You who haven't, if you haven't got an experience with God, that you're born into the kingdom of God like that, what more do you want to see? Remember, I tell you in the name of the Lord, if you regard me to be his servant, this is the last sign that the church will see according to the scripture. That's the last thing that Abraham seen done before the promised son arrived. And we are the royal seed of Abraham, and Jesus promised the royal seed to see the same thing that Abraham seen just before the Gentile world burned. Don't put off for something else. Satan trying to get you to look over. Come now, while there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. There may I, though vileless, ye wash all my sins away. Won't you come and accept it now?
Hallelujah.
I'm waiting just a moment. Somebody else might come. And stand here for prayer. Now, I'm going to ask ministers here, brethren, come down and stand with me around while we pray. And ministers out there who's concerned, some of these people in your neighborhood that would come to your church or something, if you're interested in souls coming to Christ, you believe this to be Jesus Christ. Now, remember, I am not Jesus Christ. I'm your brother, a sinner saved by grace. I'm like you are. But it's Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, that's here with us, keeping his word. He don't have to do this. But he promised he would do it. Jesus didn't have to heal the sick, but the Bible said he did it that it might be fulfilled, which was promised of him. Now, we don't care what brand of church that you belong to, if you believe that Jesus Christ is present, you believe that there is a born-again experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, ministers, move right up in among these people here. Come right up among them, laying your hands on them. We're going to offer prayer for them. I'm asking our congregation to be just as reverent as you can for a few moments. How do we know what the Holy Spirit will do? That's it. Move right in. Mingle yourself right with the people. Come right around them, each one. Now remember, there's only one thing you can do is accept what He has promised you. Have you seen the reality of the resurrection of Christ? Now I'm going to ask the congregation if they'll stand just a minute in reverence and respect them. Each one of you believe now, confess all that you've done, that's all you can do, and then ask God to forgive you and accept it, believe it. Now let everyone pray in their own way. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you with penitent souls. How the little story about that mother deer struck down deep, that people wanted to do something or see something real, like the Queen of the South, who came from the utmost parts of the earth, the air, the wisdom of Solomon. And a greater than Solomon is here, the Savior of mankind, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Save them, Father. Forgive their sins. Wash their souls in the blood of the Lamb. And give them an experience of being born a Christian. No other animal, no, nothing else could have done that but the mother deer. That's what she was. Give us that experience, Lord, now of a born-again experience in the kingdom of God while the Holy Spirit is there. Grant it, Lord. Grant it, Lord. Now, close your eyes, raise up your hands and say, make your confession, say, Jesus, I now believe, take me as I am. There's no more I can do. Heal my sick body. Take me, Lord. I believe you're here. The Holy Spirit is here identifying itself. Save me by thy grace, Lord. All I know how to do. Through Jesus Christ.
Down here. Now, I'm going to ask you one favor. Will you give me your undivided, give God your undivided attention for the next 15, 16 minutes? Will you do that? And will you do this? Open up your heart. I remember what I said. Don't let it go over your back like water falling on a duck's back, as the old saying. Don't do that. Consider this. If I tell you anything that's not in the Scripture and a promise for the hour, you're duty bound. See the manager here and come tell me about it. That's right. I'll teach you nothing but what's in the Word. And if I stay right with that Word, and if I say it that way, and God, it is in the Bible, if the angel of the Lord told me something was in the Bible, it wouldn't be the angel of the Lord. Right? He's never one time told me anything but what was in that Word, and you bear me the record. He's never said one thing out of the hundreds of thousands and thousands and the languages of the world. Has he ever one time said anything wrong? Or said anything that didn't come to pass? Listen. Ask the manager down here. This, what you all see here, is the amateur side of that. Is that right, brother?
Right.
Well, out there, out in the private life, where he says, go down to this place and see this, and this will come to pass, and say this over here, down there. It's just constantly, all the time. See? Year in and out. The people in the audience just see the little things. But now, if you'll be reverent. Now, is everybody in this prayer line standing here, strangers to me, raise up your hands if you are. Right? How many out there is knows that I don't know nothing about you? Raise up your hand. Now, love, thank you. I don't care where you are. If you're up in the balcony, back against the wall, down to here, wherever you are, I'm going to. This is for your good. This is for your benefit. See, this is for your benefit. I thought that's my little grandson talking to me. But if I got a little grandson in here somewhere tonight, I just thought that's out. And I thought of little Paul. He always said he's going to come stand on a platform and preach for me. And just not quite 2 years old. I think that little boy's like his mommy. So, remember, I'm trying to help you. God knows that. I'm trying to help you. Now, Look, I want you to get the benefit if he does come among us. Now think of it. The person of Jesus Christ working in flesh like he promised he would do in the land. How many knows he promised that? Just as it was down there at Sodom when that angel with his back turned. That was God. You believe that was God? How many believe that was God? Sure it was. The Bible said it was. And Jesus referred to it. Now notice. Now you out there without a prayer card, I want you to do something for me. Wherever you are, now remember, these things, watch when it tells you you're healed or what it tells you to do. Watch what it says. If it just tells you, that's to build your faith. And then when your faith comes to a spot, you just reach out and accept God. It isn't me, because the Heavenly Father knows all of down this line here. I don't see one person that I know. I can see about two or three people in the whole audience that I know. And I don't know as right now, I can say, show one. I know that Edmund Wade was here a few minutes ago. I thought I'd seen him, and I missed him. If I'm not mistaken, I do see somebody I know. Is a man and his wife and a little girl named Fritzinger from up in Ohio. Is that how you're going to Fritzinger? You're sitting down in the little group where that's brother and sister Fritzinger from Ohio, friends of mine. And outside of that, sitting back there is I see on the side over here, there's an old man going on 92 years old by the name of William Dow. He and his wife, she's a nurse. William Dow in Ohio, a very personal friend of mine. Not long ago, he had 91 years old, had a complete heart failure, heart attack, and his wife called me to come at once. He was dying right then. And he's been such a bosom friend to me. On my road up the scene, I was worried. I stopped and one of my wheels got out of line. It was just a couple of tire pieces. And I went in the Texaco station, got some gas, and come out and looked at it. And I looked up and I see Brother Dow walking down through my church, shaking my hand. I said, praise the Lord. And I looked back this way, and here he comes down the street. And shook my hand. I went to him. I seen his doctor, a young Jew, or middle-aged man, Jewish man. And I said, what about him, doctor? He said, he hasn't even got a fighting chance. He said, he's under oxygen tent. He said, he'll die right there. He said, remember, he's 91 years old. I said, yes, sir. He said, he's complete heart failure. Nothing to be done. He said, it's time to go. And I said, yes, sir. He ain't going. That's all. I went in and put my hand under the tent. I said, Brother Dow, can you hear me? He looked up at me. Not really in his name. He's a German. D-A-U-G-H. And I was pronouncing Dow. And I put my hand under his tent. I said, do you hear me, Brother Dow? I said, you're not going. I done seen you're not going. A week from man standing in my church, who come walking up to this church for Brother Dow. I left the meeting and went over the river to a cafeteria to eat. And when I got out, my car's walking up the street. Here comes Brother Dow with his hand out. That vision doesn't fail. And that man of 91 years old and follows every meeting is in California. Would you just raise up your hand, Brother Dow, sitting there at the people's seat? What a real soldier. They're sitting right here. Like 91 years old and follows every meeting. When I'm at the tabernacle, he drives hundreds of miles every day to hear me preach a little sermon and go back. God!
Amen.
It shall be light in the evening time. I said the other day, I was talking to him, I said, what can I do for you, Brother Dow? Just one request, Brother Branham. When he comes, I want to go with him. Don't worry. That's secure. Sure. Now, a man come in, was baptized, all come in, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and everything, just a wonderful servant of Christ. Now I'm going to ask everybody real reverent, you look this way and pray. Now how many teachers here know that he is a high priest right now that can be touched for the feeling of our infirmities? Well, if he's the same yesterday and forever and the same high priest, he would act the same way. Only he's his body is on the throne of God. How many knows that? The body of Jesus is on the throne of God. But he uses our body to manifest himself through just like he promised to do. Worse than I do, should you all. I'm going to ask you to sit still, be reverent, watch, pray. Now, Heavenly Father, I've tried to be just as reverent as I know how to do about it. Now, just a word from you now, Lord. And then may the still little voice come down through this audience and say, it is I, Be not afraid. Grandfather, I commit myself to you with the message that's been preached tonight, with thy word to be confirmed. You don't have to do it, but you will do it, or you do it because that you promised to. I pray that you'll grant this in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody, real ready. Real ready. How do you do? I'll give you scripture as we go along. If the Lord does, I don't know. But then I've been preaching like that. See, that's one kind of anointing. This is another kind of anointing. That or just blessing. This just one thing just takes a life back from you. Now the lady stands here, I've never seen her in my life. Are we strangers? I believe you said a while ago, I didn't know you. God knows you. He knows me. You know that what we're standing here now, we're going to have to answer for it at the day of judgment? You aware of that? You know that what we do now, God's going to make us answer for it up there? I just said that for a purpose. Now, if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're doing, what's on your mind, or something like that, would you believe it? You'd have to believe that, wouldn't you? Would you believe it out there, you audience?
Amen.
Now we stand just exactly like the woman at the well and our Lord. A man and a woman meeting for their first time. Here we are, meeting for St. John, the 4th chapter. Now, if the Holy Spirit will say, if you're here for somebody else, if you're sick, if it's domestic trouble, if it's financial trouble, whatever it is, I have no idea. But he does. But he can discern the thoughts that's in your heart. He's the Word. I can't. I'm a man. You're just a bit nervous, and that's the reason I'm doing this, you see. That's one of your troubles. It's nervousness. That's right. And you also have diabetes. That's another thing's wrong with you. Complications, this many things are wrong. Is that right? That's right. Raise up your hand. You believe he'll heal you? You do. Now your nervousness is caused from your age. But now, that'll all leave you. And I believe that by faith we'll go to Calvary. Have a blood transfusion. Now, that's just exactly what he did. He told the woman at the well what her trouble was. Hers is too many husbands. Yours was what I think is nervousness and two or three more things wrong with you. That's right, isn't it? That's the same thing. Now, when he comes to Simon, he told him who he was. You believe God can tell me what your name is? Would it make you believe more? It would. Miss Strong.
Yeah.
Thou. Would you believe?
Yeah.
Go and believe in you. It's all over.
Amen.
Come. You believe? I'm also a stranger to you. I don't know you. God does know you. You believe that he can reveal to me what your trouble is? And if he does, then the Lord God be blessed. Is that true? I don't have to. That's me. Weird. That's him if you feel that. Alright? You are suffering also from a nervous condition, mental nervous, that get tore up easy. And you're suffering with a bladder trouble, something wrong with the liver, and your anemia. That is right. You got something, it keeps being a man appearing here. Do you believe that God can heal you? Heal your husband too? Make him well? You think the stomach trouble will leave and he'll be all right? That's what he's suffering with. Go put your hands on him. Tell him so. I am a stranger to you. The Lord Jesus knows both of us, doesn't he? You believe that God can make you well? If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me the thing that's in your heart, that you believe that he will make you well? You've had some trouble. You've got a gallbladder trouble for one thing, and another thing, it's caused your bladder to have an ulcerated condition. That's what your doctor said. Now, another thing is that they want to operate for that. That's exactly right. Isn't that true? Now, do you believe he can bypass that? You think your faith in him? Now, you know that isn't me doing that. You believe? All right. Go as you have believed. Oh, yes, yes. We are strangers to each other, I suppose. The Lord God knows both of us. Do you believe he's able to reveal to me the things that would help you? You believe he will. I'm saying positive. That's very good. That's very fine. Now, you have many things wrong with you. So many complications and things, and a cough-like, and you can't get over it, and you're real nervous, and that's right. Then you've got a burden on your heart, and that burden is for somebody, which is your son, and he's having a trouble, some domestic troubles. Him and his wife are always fussing and going on around, and you're a burden for it. That is right. Now you believe with all your heart, we're all believing on you. Believe now. The Lord bless you. How do you do, sir? I am a stranger to you, and you're a stranger to me. It's beginning visions now. I see. Looks like the whole house is just getting light, like kind of a whirl, like going around. But you believe that the Lord Jesus could reveal to me what you're sending that far? You believe it? He would. I believe that also. And just speaking to you to contact your spirit, exactly is what I'm doing for. See, I don't know you. So it's got to be something besides me do it. I've got to get myself just so completely away from myself that he does it himself. You understand? Now, one thing, you're suffering with a tremendous nervous condition. And this nervous condition has been for some time. That's right. And that nervous condition has caused you having a high blood pressure also. And you've had a stroke. Say you've either been a preacher or you are a preacher. Now you are a preacher. I see you standing in the pulpit. Then have faith in God. And that nervousness will leave you. All ministers have that. You'll get all right. Go back to your pulpit and obey God and stay true to that word. You believe your back trouble lets you sit in the chair? You believe it?
Yes.
Oh, so then let's keep moving on. Okay, thank you. Come, man. How do you do? You believe me to be his servant? All right, do you believe that lady's trouble, female trouble, is going to leave you?
Amen.
You do? Then go ahead.
Amen.
Kidney trouble, back trouble in your back. Do you believe that God will heal you? And will make you well from that.
Thank you, Lord.
You believe that he'll make you well? Right. Take on your own. Come, lady. I'm a stranger to you. If I didn't say nothing to you at all, would you believe that the presence of God is here to heal us? You would. What if you do your stomach trouble? I done told you. It's just gone.
Thank God. Oh, thank you.
How do you do, sir? God lives in the heart, and your heart's been showing up here lately bad. You believe he'll make it right? Go on your load and believe it. God bless you. He'll make it. You're nervous because you have a stomach trouble, a peptic ulcer, bothers you after eating. You believe it's all gone now? Go get yourself something to eat. Hey. It's hard for you to get up. The back's been bothering you so bad. It won't bother you no more if you'll believe it, will you? Right, born and the Lord Jesus make you free. What you so nervous about? Just go on and say, I ain't gonna be nervous no more, and you won't be. All right, sir. Come, lady. Now, Ethiopian woman, white man. This is exactly like something like it met in that day. Jesus, they had a segregation like they used to have in the South, but we don't have it anymore. Jesus said, no, that all people was God's. People. There's no difference. See? Or should you are Samaritans? Now, if God doesn't help you, pretty soon that arthritis will cripple you up. But do you believe he's going to help you make you well? Amen. This is a woman. Then go on your own and tell your people what great things God has done. Now there's a surgeon ready to scoot out a knife. Just a moment. It wasn't this woman. Now just a moment, everybody reverent now. As Satan tried to do something.
Tumor.
Both of you. Drowning. You got tumor. She's got tumor. And that devil's screaming for help from under the... But the Holy Spirit's screaming too. Who are you going to believe? Yeah? All right. Get up out of that cot, lady. Raise up out of this scripture. You believe? All things are possible. Do you believe? How about you, the audience? Let us stand on our feet right now. Right now is the time to do it. Let every person stand on your feet right now. Give God praise. Raise up your hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for your greatness.